Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to whatever yard and home you happen to be in today. Well, Christina, we'll probably talk about something related to Thanksgiving. And it could, or it could relate to the holidays coming up, or it could relate to just about any time. My question to you is, are you going to have a green salad that requires dressing as part of your Thanksgiving meal, either today or maybe this weekend? Lots of folks celebrate on the weekend. And, of course, you can buy all flavors of dressings. But occasionally, you know, going on, maybe not during the holiday because you plan well, but sometimes you might even run out of a salad dressing. What do you do? Well, whether it's because you ran out or because it's you want to save some money or because you just like some different flavors that you can put together, just make your own vinaigrette. That's hard to say, right, this morning. Well, and of course, there are lots of other salad dressings you can make, and you can make your own mayonnaise and so on and so forth. But vinaigrettes are so simple, and they can be a variety of flavors. One of the questions that people ask, and something you just want to keep in mind or jot a little note to yourself, is what is the proportion of oil to vinegar? And the simple answer is 3-to-1. So whatever amount of vinegar you start with, if it's 2 tablespoons, you take that times 3, you're going to use 6 tablespoons of oil. Or if it's 1/4 cup of oil, take that times 3, it's 3/4 cup of oil. So it's basically an oil dressing flavored up with some vinegar and other things you might like to put in there. Now, one of the challenges, of course, is that vinegar and oil don't really like to mix. So you need to mix it up, and you can do that in a couple of different ways. You can put it in a mixer, a blender, and so on, but just put it in a jar with a lid on and shake it up just before you use it. Or there are special cruets you can use to do the same thing. It probably will not stay that way because eventually it's going to separate out. One of the things that, a simple thing that can help keep it in emulsion is a little bit of honey. And sometimes just a little bit of sweetness added to the dressing is just what you'd like, especially if you're using it with a combination of fruits. But whatever, otherwise just plan on shaking it up. And, of course, for short term, you don't need to refrigerate them. What will happen if you refrigerate is they'll separate, and the oil, most oils eventually will get a little hard, but you take them out, put them at room temperature, and they'll just get all oily again. But for today, for your Thanksgiving dinner, for those holiday dinners that are coming up, just plan to put together what you want to have in your vinaigrette and leave it out on the counter. Won't hurt for a while. So the simple thing is, of course, to mix whatever kind of vinegar you want with whatever kind of oil you want. Here's some suggestions, and, of course, you can make additions. The oil should be something that's labeled vegetable oil or salad oil, and you can use things like safflower, or canola, or soybean, or even walnut oil. There are a lot of different oils that you could use. So if you're going to use olive oil, which is a really common one to use because a lot of us kind of like that flavor the olive oil gives, be sure to use extra virgin olive oil, not a cheaper, lighter version, because the flavor will just not be as good. So you have the basic oil that may have a bit of flavor in it, and then you add the vinegar, which really is what ramps it up for some flavor. So what kind of vinegar are you going to use? Well, you can use just plain old cider vinegar and then add, for instance, some onion, chopped up onion, garlic, thyme, and really flavor it up. But there are tons of kinds of vinegar out there. And one of the good things about vinegar is it keeps forever. So you say, well, I don't want to keep a bottle of red wine vinegar on my shelf because I don't use it very often. Or there are, as I say, lots of other special vinegars. Well, don't worry. The vinegar will keep till you get ready to use it again. And you know that, as I said, there are lots of different flavors of vinegars that you can use. Balsamic is, of course, a very favorite. raspberry, other kinds of fruity flavors. So take your choice. What would you like? And, of course, there are even specialty stores that just basically sell all kinds of flavored vinegars, flavored oils, and the herbs to go with them. So if you really want to get into this, you need to visit one of those stores. I want to go back to the vinegar for a bit, because you can substitute any kind of lemon juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, anything that's high in acid. Probably is not best if you substitute the whole amount for the vinegar, but an added bit of lemon juice is just a great addition to a salad dressing. And then, as I mentioned, you could add, probably add a little bit of kosher salt, not the fine salt, a little bit of pepper, and if you don't want that to have little black specks, of course, you can buy white pepper, minced garlic, onion, other kinds of dried herbs, even some spices, and celery seed, paprika, so on. Worcestershire sauce. All of those things are possibilities. So what does your family like? What does your tongue like? Well, just kind of experiment a bit. I don't think you can go too far wrong. And if you are experimenting, it's a little, get a little better taste rather than just taking a spoon and sipping on it. If you have a piece of lettuce, kale, whatever it is you're going to use on, just dip it in and taste it with the greens. That will give you a little bit better taste. Now, one of the things we started out with is that basic 1-3 proportion. If you're using balsamic vinegar, you probably want to back off on that a bit and only use half the amount of balsamic and then add another kind of vinegar, because balsamic has pretty sweet and pretty strong flavor. So unless you really like that strong flavor, you may want to kind of back off on the balsamic and add another kind of vinegar. Now, talking about balsamic, I don't know, is that a favorite flavor of yours? It certainly is of mine, and I love it when you can get the thickened kind that's almost like a syrup, and you just dip bread in it. Wow, what a great flavor. But how do you make balsamic vinegar? You're probably not going to make it yourself. It is made from grapes, and much of the balsamic vinegar comes from Italy. And in Italy, they are very picky about the balsamic vinegar. Some of it actually is aged for, would you believe, 25 years? It gets that dark color because it's aged just like some of our alcoholic beverages. It's aged in wood casks, and that's one of the reasons that it gets the dark color. There is a choice of a light-colored balsamic vinegar. That one is aged in stainless steel. Did you know? I did not know. There was so much to know about balsamic vinegar. But as I say, the Italians, where they grow this, are very picky about that balsamic vinegar. It's even named after certain reasons, regions, and Modena is one of them. And I did get to visit Modena. It was interesting to see the area where these grapes are growing that make the balsamic vinegar. So some people love balsamic vinegar so much, especially the thickened variety, when it gets much sweeter, in a lot of different ways. In addition to putting it in salad dressing, some people even put it over ice cream, just a touch. There's something to try. It's also good for putting a little on some of the meat you might grill. Would be good when grilling fish and some other kinds of meats. So you might want to give that a try. And just like other vinegars, some balsamic vinegars are also infused with flavors like raspberry and cherry and lemon and pear. So the makers get very creative also. I mentioned using it on ice cream, another dessert, and I have used this and actually served it at the Jazz and Wine, and that is strawberries in balsamic vinegar. Well, I think it's a terrific combination. if you haven't tried it, you're probably going, I don't know about that. Anyhow, balsamic vinegar, a whole vinegar story in itself. And learn to use it if you'd like. If you like the flavor, kind of try using it in some different ways. So remember, if you run out of salad dressing and you happen to have oil and vinegar, you can make your own. Just if it's plain vinegar, plain oil, I'd probably add a little lemon juice if you have some of that, or a little bit of orange juice, and certainly add some other flavorings like onions or Worcestershire sauce, just to zip it up a little bit. But it will be good, and it's so easy to make. It's so inexpensive to make, and it will be there. You will learn to like it rather than buying all those bottles of other kinds of salad dressing. I almost guarantee. So whatever you are planning to serve today, be it a green salad, a big turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, probably some sweet potatoes, whatever you plan to serve, I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and happy weekend.